How do we make an Eber for a city? As Allah is, that a person is allowed to walk throughout the city, plus another 2,000 amas outside the city. So we have to measure 2,000 amas from the end of the city in each direction. And sometimes the city sticks out more in one direction than it does in another direction. Like an Isha Muber, like a pregnant woman whose stomach sticks out, so too this city at certain points might stick out further than it does at another point. So how do we measure the 2,000 amos from this city? By its nechna, by its yogi. Sometimes you have a house that is further in and a house that's further out. And at one point, our houses that stick out further than at a different point. Pagam nechna, pagam yogi. Or sometimes you have uninhabited towers that stick out in one direction from the city more than they would stick out in other directions. Hayisham gdudia gvoos asar tzvachim. Or sometimes you have remnants of destroyed houses that are at least 10 tzvachim high that are sticking out more at one point than they do at a different point. Or sometimes you have covered bridges that are inhabitable, or you have nefasha. Nefasha is a building that is built on top of a kever, and the guardsmen of the kever could live in these nefasha. All these things are considered part of the city. So you don't start measuring the 2,000 amos until the end of any of these things that are outside the city. But these things are only outside the city in one direction. How do we measure the 2,000 amos in the other direction? So the Mishnah says, we take out the measuring stick opposite any of these things that are sticking outside the city. We don't start measuring the 2,000 amos until we reach the furthest point outside the city where you have any of these things mentioned here that are sticking outside the city. And then we would measure in the other direction from the same distance of the city that we did in the direction that has one of these things sticking outside the city. And even though in the other direction we don't have any of these things mentioned here sticking outside the city, however, we always measure the 2,000 amos from the same distance of the city in all directions. We won't start measuring the 2,000 amos in one direction closer to the city and the 2,000 amos in the other direction farther from the city. So therefore, since at one direction from the city we have any of these things mentioned in the Mishnah sticking outside the city, and we only measure the 2,000 amos from that point, in the other directions also, we'll measure the 2,000 amos from the same distance of the city. And we would draw an imaginary square that is 2,000 amos outside the city, and you would be allowed to walk anywhere within that square on Shabbos. Now, even though when you walk toward the corners of the square, you're walking more than 2,000 amos, since you're walking within this square, it would be mutter to walk even more than 2,000 amos, as when you're walking toward the corners, that is more than 2,000 amos away from the city. This is as opposed to a Tana that we had previously that held that we draw an imaginary circle around the city. And if you draw an imaginary circle 2,000 amos outside the city, then you will never walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city on Shabbos, since there are no corners to the circle. However, this kind of hole, you draw an imaginary square outside the city, and that way when you walk towards the corners, you're allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos away from the city. The second Arabian Parakeh, Mishnah Bay, Noisen and Karfet live. David Rabbi Meir, we would give a karfet to a city. According to Rabbi Meir, a karfet is an open area outside the city. And according to Rabbi Meir, an open area outside the city is considered part of the city. And the city needs an open area outside of it. So that open area is part of the city. And we don't start measuring the tchum until after we measure out 70 amos and 4 tzvachim of this karfet that's outside the city. And 70 amos and 2 tzvachim is the minimum area outside the city that is needed for the city. So therefore, it's included in the city. And after measuring 70 amos and 2/3, only then would we measure the 2,000 amos of the tchum. So in essence, you can walk 2,000 amos plus another 70 amos and 2/3 outside the city, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Maimrim, Lo Amu Karfet Ela Bein Shtei Ayarot. The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir. According to the Chacham, that which Chazam mentioned, a karfet, is not in regard to giving you an additional 70 amos and 4 tzvachim besides your tchum of 2,000 amos. Karfet was mentioned only in regard to two cities that are close to each other. And Meik Lezushit Mama Vishirai. If you have two cities that are so close to each other that if we measure 70 amas and 4 tzvachim from the end of each of those cities, the two karfets will overlap, so the two cities are within 141 amas and 1/3 from each other. So if we measure 70 amas and 4 tzvachim from the end of each of those cities, the two karfets will overlap with each other. In such a case, the karfet will make the two cities into one city. It will no longer be regarded as two cities. Instead, we'll regard them as one big city. And you would be allowed to walk from one city to the next city, and then another 2,000 amos. outside the next city. If you wouldn't measure your tchum from outside of your city, you'd measure the tchum from outside of the next city, since it's regarded as one big city. However, if you have only one single city, the Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Meir that you can measure out an additional 70 amos and two-thirds outside the city. You would only be allowed to measure out exactly 2,000 amos. The Karkas is only mentioned in regards to making two cities into one big city.